Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 945, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Known and recognized by this deponent as one of the jurors who tried the Frank case and returned a verdict of guilty, said A.H. Hensley was at said Elks Club at the time mentioned and made the statement in this deponent's hearing, I am glad they indicted the goddamn Jew. They ought to take him out and lynch him, and if I get on that jury, I'd hang that Jew, sure. This statement was made in connection with the indictment of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, and made in this deponent's hearing by the said A.H. Hensley, who afterwards served on said jury and brought in a verdict of guilty. At this time, this deponent left the club, not caring to get into the argument, which was becoming heated and which was very condemnatory of Leo M. Frank by the said A.H. Hensley, Samuel Aaron, sworn to and subscribed before me this third day of October, A.D. 1913. Roe B.T., C. Patterson, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia, Exhibit E, State of Georgia, County of Fulton, State of Georgia, Fulton Superior Court, versus Leo M. Frank. Before me personally appear L.Z. Rosser, Morris Brandon, R.R. Arnold, and H.J. Haas, who, being duly sworn, depose and say that they are the sole counsel of defendant in the above case, and they make this affidavit to be used as evidence on the motion for new trial in said case. Further deposing, they say that since the trial of said case and the verdict and sentence therein, it has come to their knowledge that two of the jurors who sat on said case, to wit, Mim Jo Henning and A.H. Hensley, were prejudiced, partial, and biased against Leo M. Frank, the defendant, as evidenced by affidavits attached to motion and hereinafter referred to, that said prejudice, partiality, and bias were present on their part when said Jo Henning and Hensley qualified as jurors in said case as shown by said affidavits, but that the facts were unknown to them and deponents at the time of the trial of said case, and at the time said jurors were examined on the voir dire of said case, and these deponents had no means of knowing said facts until after said trial. Further deposing, they say that not until after the trial of said case did they know or have any means of knowing that said Jo Henning and Hensley, or either of them, had made any statement of any kind to, or in the presence of, any of the following persons, to wit, H.C. Lowenhart, Mrs. J.G. Lowenhart, Miss Marion Lowenhart, S. Aaron, Mac Parkus, R.L. Gremmer, J.N.O., M. Holmes, Shy Gray, S.M. Johnson, J.J. Nunnally, W.L. Ricker, J.A. Lehman, C.P. Stauff, or any other person, of and concerning said Leo Frank in connection with the murder of Mary Fagan, or in connection with said trial, or the possible outcome of said trial. Further deposing, they say that they have been guilty of no laches in this matter, but that they have used every means of obtaining the facts in connection with statements made by said persons, and all of them, and all of said statements have come to their knowledge since the rendition of the verdict and sentence in said case, as is shown by the dates mentioned in the jurats to each 125.